good. How you doing, my brother?
Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing, my brother? Hello? 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 Oh.
Hello?
Praise the Lord.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Is how many people we got on the line?
Can you praise God? Praise
Is Pastor Hunter on there? He surely must be on here. He said we was going to be on for a few minutes to pray.
He was still having some problems. I just got off the line with him. He was still having some problems, so he said if he wouldn't be on, he wants us to continue to have prayer. Because we see now that the station is being under attack and having some problems. We're going to pray tonight in Mexico. I have to step in and resolve any issues that need to be resolved. And if anybody else needs prayer tonight, we're going to just pray and just ask God to intervene and have his way.
Yeah.
Before anything, we're going to open up in prayer.
Yes.
Father, in Jesus' name, we thank and we praise you now for this opportunity that we have, that we can come together. Father God, in your word, you said the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Father God, right now we come together and we touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, you know what's going on. You know the problem. You know the situation. You know the circumstances. Right now, we put everything in your hands and ask you to fix and to resolve any issues that's going on with this station, radio station right now. We asking you to intervene in it right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank and we praise you that now we know that it's done. We praying for Dr. Hunter. We praying for each and everyone under the sound of our voice right now. Everyone that's on this line right now, we lift up their homes. We lift up their ministries. We lift up their families in the name of Jesus right now. We ask you to disperse your angels right now to cover households and families, Father God. We ask you your blessings spiritually, physically, and mentally in every area of our lives. Help us to come together as one that we may bring honor and glory to you. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise
God. Anyone else want to pray? Because we see what's going on now.
Yeah, somebody is making a bunch of noise in the background. They might need to mute their TV if they radio. There you go. But I will pray. I will pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I come to you with praise and thanksgiving and worshiping in humbleness. And through the blood of my Lord and Savior Jesus of Nazareth, Holy Spirit, I ask you to quicken me, to quicken this station, quicken those that are listening, everyone under the sound of a voice, Father, and reveal to us what is going on. And we confess our sins I have in my heart or anyone in that have in their heart that's against this station. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of any of my sins and any hidden or unknown sins according to Psalms 19:12. Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive us for any sins we've done in Jesus' name. Amen. And increase all your power to be flowing through these airways in Jesus'
Thank
name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sister Johnson, you're on the phone? Praise God. Praise God. But truly, we just thank God for this opportunity tonight. We really do. And I was reading, Nehemiah, and it was saying that anytime the people of God start doing a word for God, we can expect adversities. We can now.
Mm-hmm.
And go let us move forward unhindered without adversity. It's coming. And that's what's going on now. We are doing a work, kingdom work right now. So the enemy is coming. He want to discourage us. He want us to get disappointed. He wants to get aggravated, frustrated. See, well, that ain't going to happen. The devil is a liar. Because we know we have the victory. Only thing we have to do is just maintain and keep doing the will and the work of God. Keep our focus on the Lord. God go take care of everything. I love the 15th chapter of St. John. When Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. So with him, saints, with him and in him, we got the victory. He's already told us. We are more than not just conquerors. We are more than conquerors. We won't be defeated. We will not be defeated. This station will not be defeated. Your ministries will not be defeated. Ain't going to happen. I don't care what it look like. I don't care how dark it get. Understand something. Okay. We, long as we're following Christ, long as we're in Christ and following the leading of the Holy Ghost, understand, it is impossible. We cannot be defeated. So I just wonder if Dr. Hunter is listening, you know, I just want him to be encouraged, you know, because it just going to get better and better. He's working out the kinks right now. That's what's going on. Where even when you start a ministry, when you get into a relationship, anything that is wholesome and pleasant and is beneficial for us, expect adversities. We don't want it to come. We don't, but it's coming.
Oh yeah, they're coming.
Blessings that God have for us. You think Satan ain't gonna come against us? When people come at you, don't even know you, never see, and they will not like you. They won't.
No.
Just the way it is. We don't even have to argue or fuss with them. We don't. Because we already know what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's the spirit. Our spirit don't agree. We're heading one way, they going one way, and as we pass, we're going to clash. Jesus Christ didn't try to get along with everybody he ran into. People want to tell you, you Christian, you got Jesus loved everybody now.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't compromise. He didn't compromise, and he never stayed where he wasn't wanted. Because he mm-hmm. told his disciples, when you go, if they don't receive you, what did he tell them? Shake the dust off your feet and go.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We better the saints this time. What's the start using some wisdom and stop letting the world dictate to us? If you're a Christian, you'll do that. But when you become a Christian, you show me how to live by your life living. See? And this is what God wants. But this radio, saints, let's not go nowhere. Let's just band tighter and closer together for the glory of God. Because, see, this is just the beginning. We don't know where God going to take this. We don't know. We're being tested now. Even when you get into a relationship and things start getting, it ain't going the way you want it to go, you're being tested, that's all. You're being seeing how bad do you want it? Friendship, relate, anything, seeing how bad, do you really mean, do you really want it? Or are you just saying it? So let's stay together and let's just let God lead us and guide us, and let's finish this race and see where it's going to take us to. Now, we know he got the victory. We already know that. So let's just hang on in there and pray for one another, encourage one another, build one another up. Please let me say this, and I'm gonna let somebody. Each and every one of you on this line have gifts, you have talents. And the Holy Ghost gave it to us as He will. Each and every born again believer got gifts and talents now. We have to bring these things to the church and everyone else partake of the other one's gifts so we can grow. If you got healing, if you got speaking in tongues, our different kind of, bring it to the table and let the other saints feast off of it. And we all go grow by each other gifts and talents. That's how we're going to grow. And we'll see God do something as never before, and we never, ever have to get envious or jealous of another one. Because ain't nobody can pray like the sister just prayed. You got your own unique way. That's who you are. That's who you are. Nobody can teach that word and preach that word the way you do. See, that's who you are. You're unique in your own way. So let's pray for one another and encourage one another. And then please, saints, let there be no schisms among us, please. And we'll see God do a mighty work in the body. So if anyone else want to share anything at this time, and I have a prayer they want to offer at this time, if someone on the line that don't know Christ as their Lord and Savior, and we are here not only to encourage one another and build one the body up, but if there's someone out there who don't know Christ as their Lord and Savior, before you hang up this phone, you can. Even after you hang up, you can. The only thing you have to do is confess your sins to God, not to man. And believe and confess with your mouth and believe in your heart.
Amen.
Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, the Son of the living God.
Mm-hmm.
And believe in your heart. See, I can't just say, okay, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, okay, and repeat after me. And you say what I say and you don't have no faith added, ain't nothing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
This is not magic. It could take belief in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that when you confess your sins and you ask Him to come into your life as your Lord and Savior, and you got to believe in your heart what you have said. It's
mm-hmm.
a done deal. Because everything is based on what Christ have done, not
mm-hmm.
what you have done. Every
mm-hmm.
single thing is based on Christ. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can boast and brag, oh, we're so good, I didn't do this, I didn't do that.
Amen.
That's not what it's about. It's Jesus and Jesus alone.
Amen.
That's it. So if you want to be saved, all you got to do is repent, ask Jesus to come into your life and be your Lord and Savior, and believe it, and it's done. I'm telling you, it's done. So if anyone else want to share tonight before we get off the line, I have a prayer before we go. I have a song before we go, and we want to pray for Dr. Hunter. We really want to pray for Dr. Hunter. We want to pray for, please, saints, we want to pray for one another. My prayer is that God strengthen each and every last one of you. That's my prayer. I may not never see you here, but I will see you on the other side, I guarantee you. But my prayer is that you be strengthened in your inner man, in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and that you be built up in your most holy faith. My prayer is that God sends His angels watch around about you and your household, your family, your ministry, and that your ministries blossom and bloom and flourish all for the glory of God. That's my prayer, saints. Souls to be won. Souls to come into the kingdom. Souls. It's that the angels rejoices every time a soul turns to Christ, every time a soul is won, the angels rejoices. That's our mission. That's our job. And we're to love one another. I can't stress that enough. I really can't. And we are walking toward perfection. We are not perfect. We are walking toward it on this journey. So if anyone have a prayer or anything they want to share at this time, you can. With that being the case, we're going to go on and close, and we're going to pray for Dr. Hannah.
Underneath the blood of Jesus. Underneath the blood of Jesus. I want to come to the Father underneath the blood of Jesus, thanking him for another day, thanking him for Dr. Hunter prayer line. Wherever Dr. Hunter is, underneath the blood of Jesus, remove that spirit, Father God, of us not having prayer line. Father God, we did it, Lord Jesus. What the devil meant for evil, God turned it around for our good. It strengthened us, Father God. We did not surrender, Father God. Father God, we come to you to multiply. Multiply the souls coming to this prayer line, Father God. Multiply, Father God, our ministry, Father God. In four different languages, Father God, underneath your blood, Jesus, from coast to coast, Father God, even on the ships, Father God, let us go out that way, Father God. We're not going to even, Father God, shoot low ball. We're going to shoot high, Father God, because we know that we've got a high guy up there that's looking for someone to aim high, to let people know that God has done it. There was nobody but God that could have done it. Underneath your blood, Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father God, for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father God, for you sacrificing your Son, Jesus Christ, for our sins, leaving a book behind, wisdom, guidance, and direction, leaving a book of the Holy Bible behind with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father God, teaching your Christians, your baby Christians, and your sold-out Christians to memorize Bible scriptures and to be the walking Bible, Father God, and to become participators in the church, Father God, underneath your blood, Jesus, your grace, your mercy, your healing, your forgiveness. And bless us outside the hood, Father God, an angel of anointing, an angel of favor, an angel of wisdom in our lives, Father God, from the top of our heads down to the soles of our feet, a 180 in our lives, spiritually, financially, socially, mentally, and academically, Father God. For the souls that are listening, for the souls that you're going to bring to them, Dr. Hunter, Father God, healing his body, Father God. Increase in his life, Father God. I have been walking with Dr. Hunter, Father God, for the last 5 years. And I just love the progress. I love the growth. I love that, Father God, I was anointed and appointed by him through you, Father God. And I just want to say this, thank you. Underneath the blood of Jesus, Father God, the singer that we have, Father God, anoint her voice to go beyond this, Father God. Put us in unity together, Father God, with my greeting cross, Lord Jesus, that it become a prosperous thing and a spiritual thing and to save souls for people, Father God, in prison, out of prison, Father God. Underneath your blood, Jesus, let the church houses be on the stock market, Father God, and turn that thing around and decrease the prisons being on the stock market. The devil is a liar. That's, Father God, use us. And to, I mean, use us, Father God. Use us more than what Lucifer is trying to use us and abuse us, Father God. Open up our eyes, Father God. Bring us atheists, Father God, and let us walk the walk. Let us show them a ministry, Father God. Let them pick someone, Father God. Anoint them, Father God, with someone that's a sold-out Christian, Father God, to show them your works underneath your blood, Jesus. Teach us, Father God, how to use our kryptonite. Show us how to be a blessing to ourselves, Father God. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Praise God.
Amen.
So at that we're gonna close out tonight. And we thank God for each and every one of you tonight and for the prayers that went forth tonight. And we will actually just for all of us continue in prayer. Father, in Jesus. In Jesus' name, we thank and we praise you now for another day's journey. We thank you and praise you to where you have brought us to. Father God, as we hang these phones up tonight, we ask you to watch over us, keep us, protect us, and guide us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we lift up our children to you this night. We lift up the ministries to you this night. Let the ministries reflect you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for healing. We thank you and praise you for deliverance. We thank you and we praise you for the fellowship of the saints right now. In the mighty, precious name of Jesus, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 So we want to say good night. We want to say good night to everyone. And y'all have a blessed night now.
Good night.
You too. God bless you all.
God bless.
Good night.
Good night.